We ain't looking at the 100th Psalm. The 100th Psalm.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Deacon Smith to read the 100th Psalm for us. It's only five verses. Mm-hmm.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Yes.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with singing.
Yes.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God.
Yes.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Yes.
We are his people.
Yes.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise.
Yes.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Yes.
For the Lord is good.
Yes.
His mercy is everlasting.
Yes.
And his truth endures to all generations.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to come with a little title. Got to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Got to praise.
Got to praise the Lord.
Got to praise. Take the time out to praise him. All right.
Amen.
Got to praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everything that hath breath.
It says it.
And you know, the truth is, even things that don't have breath, praise God.
I can see that.
That's why you see the trees bow to their Savior.
Well, now.
The birds, well, the birds, they ain't making joyful noise. They have breath. He's telling us that everything that has breath
should praise
the Lord. Praise is the ultimate of worship.
Yes,
praise. Praise God. It's good that we come and we pray. But there's a difference between praying and praise. What is the highest praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the highest of praise. God deserves the highest of praise. It's good to be able to pray. Because prayer is showing God our concerns and our recognizing that he's God. That's important for prayer. But prayer does not take the place of praise. You must praise the Lord. And the scripture says here, it says what? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. A joyful noise. See now, you might not make a joyful noise in prayer.
Come on.
Because see, prayer, sometimes you go crying and say, God, I need you. And you know, you're in a needing of a help, and it's very difficult to go with a joyful noise in prayer.
Amen.
But in praise, that's the only way you go with God is praise, is in joy.
Come on.
And the scripture says the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. So when you go in praise and you know you're praising God, you realize that you are getting stronger because of praise. You're getting stronger in praise. Because see, the praise comes through the joy. Through the joy. You cannot praise God unless you're in a joyful state. You cannot give him true praise. Because praise comes through the joy.
That's right.
I'm not saying that. Well, just you try to do this in your own way. You try to praise God when everything is falling down around you. You're going to be very difficult. You can try your best. I'm not saying you can't do it. But I'm going to tell you it's going to be a difficult time to praise him when your whole world is falling down. Say you've gotten a disease and you're trying to get it worked and it's not working. It's very difficult. You're going to be praising him, but you're going to be praying more than praise. Because you're going to ask him God to intercede. You don't ask him to intercede in praise. You ask him to intercede in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find here that it's make a joyful noise. And it says, all ye land, everybody in the land, wherever you go, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. Look what he says here. Serve him. Serve the Lord with gladness. See, so even in the praise time, it's reminding us to serve him. How do you serve God? I know somebody's asking, how do you serve him? Well, hopefully, if you are a bona fide, long-time Christian, you've been living a life of service. You've been serving him in the way that you live. In other words, you are the representative of God in the light in your life, and others can see that you represent God. Right. That your walk and your talk is not contradiction of your life.
Right.
You hear what I said now? That your walk and your talk is not contradiction of your life. There's nothing like a Christian that talks a big game but lives a dead game. There's nothing like that. No Christian wants to be recognized. Yeah, you're a pretender. Because see, you know, the world will do that to you sometime.
Yes.
They will call you back from days when you were, yeah, I remember when you were. I remember when. And you said, well, I used to be. But I'm no longer what I used to be. You don't know that I've been born again. I want you to know the truth, that I'm a new Christian. That now I have been born again. I'm saved, and I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I'm living a life of the Spirit of God. So I'm going to serve him while I still have a chance.
Amen.
Deacon Jackson has an old song, got to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Serve until I die. Amen. Got to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
That we got to serve him.
Till you die.
Serve him till you die. You can't quit serving God. But that's a part of the praise, is to serve. When God sees you serving him and doing what he told you to do, don't you know that God is so glad and so thankful to see one of his children doing what the word of God said to do?
Right.
Hallelujah. God wants to see us serving him. Serving in the morning time. Serving when you're serving your family. When your family sees that you're doing the best you can, you're serving God. Serve them. Let them know that I love the Lord. And that he hears my cry. You got to keep serving the Lord. We must praise God with joy in our soul. And it must surface in everything that we do. In other words, you can't just be a praise person on Tuesday of the week. You hear me? Or whatever day you like. That's the only day I'm praising him. No, your life has to be representative of it. It has to be shown up because he's living in your soul. The Holy Ghost is living in you. So therefore, you have no choice but to praise God.
Amen.
That song we sing, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. It's the joy comes from the fact that you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
Well,
and therefore, with the Holy Spirit living in you, you have to praise him. Mm-hmm. You can't give God the glory without the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Okay? The Holy Spirit allows you to give God the glory. And the glory is the celebration. Mm-hmm. And the celebration is called praise.
Amen.
Celebrate God.
Amen.
Praise him. Praise him with the drums. Bible says, praise him with your hands.
Yes.
Praise him with the stomping of your feet.
Yes.
Praise him with the cymbals.
Yes.
Praise him with nodding of your head.
Yes.
Just give God the praise. Because he's worthy of all praises.
Right.
Can't nobody praise the Lord except God be in them. You can't give God the glory unless the Holy Spirit is living within you.
All right, yeah.
We must praise the Lord. The praise isn't for just what he's done, but the praise is also for just who he is.
Who he is?
I am that I am, he said that he is.
Yeah.
You got to praise him because he is God. And beside him, there's none other. Ain't nobody like Jesus.
None.
Ain't nobody like him.
None.
He deserves all the praise.
Thank you.
And I like the way it's set up because it clearly tells us that you can't praise God without Jesus.
All right.
So nobody can go to the Father except through Christ Jesus. So that right there eliminates the Muslims, eliminates the Hindus, the whoever they are, all of them, even the Catholics, because many of them don't believe that Jesus is God. But you can't praise God without his son. Can't do it. It's impossible. Jesus says, when you've seen me,
you've seen the Father.
For I and the Father are what?
One.
And so they are connected. In other words, you can't go to the Father except you go through his son. And that's where you must make sure, in order for the praise to be, that you go through the son to get to the Father. Can't do it no other way.
Glory to God.
Our praise
is
recognizing that God is one God. There is no other God beside him. There's only one God. And his name is Elohim. He's also called Jesus. He's also called the Holy Spirit. That's why we say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are one. And that's still just one God. And I know we have all these other people trying to turn this around and make this more difficult. But you might not understand it. I don't understand it. But I do know that he is God. And he is him alone. And in he is the Godhead. That's why we say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He is also all power. This is recognizing God. This is why we can praise him. Because we're recognizing that he has all power. We're recognizing that he's our creator. We're recognizing that he's all-knowing. See, we're recognizing him. What you're doing is praising him. That's the praise. When you recognize who he is. Hallelujah. We also recognize that he is our protector. How can you not praise your protector? You're recognizing him as Savior. How can you not praise and worship this God we serve? You're recognizing him as our Father. You got to give him the praise. You're recognizing him as your friend. How can you not praise him? You're recognizing him as the forgiver of your sins. You're recognizing him as all in all. You got to praise the Lord. Because he's all of that. And the boy said a bag of chips. He's all of that. That's who he is. Ain't nobody like him.
Nobody.
Look what he's done for your life. Look down through the ages and look where he's brought you from. How you were once in a troubled time and he brought you through the muck and the mire. And he set you on a solid rock and say, ain't he all right now? Ain't he all right now? I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Our praise is also demonstrated in service. We must be thankful in our service. It should be that I go to church to serve the Lord.
Yes.
I don't go to church for the hullabaloo and all that other stuff. I come to church to worship and to praise the Lord. He deserves worship. He deserves praise. The scripture says in verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. That's knowing who he is. Of all the things you must know is that he is God. And that right there signifies the end of it all, that he's God. We're studying Jeremiah in our Sunday school, in our Bible study. And the one thing that we have found throughout the whole Jeremiah, we're right now around 35th chapter now, but we've gone from the first to the 35th, wherever we are. And one thing we've noticed, God was angry with his people when they brought false gods. He said, you can have no other God before me. That's when he would get angry, and he said, that's when I'm turning you over to the a reprobate mind, to Nebuchadnezzar and all those folk. I'm turning you over to them because of your bringing false gods and saying, you made them, he said, gods that you made with your hands. Stone gods, and you're saying that's your God, and here I created that you're making a mockery of, and you're saying that that's your God, and here I am, gave you life, liberty, gave you blessings, and you don't recognize me, you recognize something like a stone piece as your God. When you think about that, that's what aggravates God more than anything. And he says that like 3 or 4 times thus far that we've seen. 50 times, okay. He just says that over and over again. No other God before me. That's why we must serve him. Look what it says in verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. In other words, thank you, Lord, that I can come into your house of prayer. Thank you that I can worship with your fellow men and women who know God, that we are on the same page together. Thank you that I can come together and worship. What a wonderful thing. And when we get together, we praise. It's not about me and you, it's about us and who we are in Christ. And we are his children. We have been bought with a price. Ain't nobody like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. The word says that we are to refrain from living in a sinful way. We must realize that we're not perfect, but we must refrain from living in a sinful way. And see, when you have the joy of the Lord, that pushes you to go toward righteousness. The world's gonna work. Satan's gonna come at you, no matter who you are. Satan's gonna tempt you. Satan said he gonna lie on you. He gonna cheat with you. You know, my wife gave me a saying one time that I can't remember it now, but it says something like, "Satan to take you out on a limb, go with you, and leave you there." That was one of her sayings. She used to tell me when we had just early been married. She said, Satan will take you out on a limb. And I'm going, if you follow him, he'll take you out on a limb and leave you out on a limb. And I have never forgotten that, because it's true that many people will just one chance to do something wrong. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to. He'll take you out there. When you're out there, he'll say bye-bye and tell everybody else, look, they on a limb. They out there. I told you they wasn't no good. That's what he thought. Satan will leave you there. Take you there. And God will not even take you there. But Satan will lead you to wrong. I'm so glad that we are to give God the glory. I'm so glad that we must make sure that our relationship in praise does not end when we leave the church. That our praise does not end when we leave the house of God. Mm-hmm. We gotta praise him when we go home.
Yes.
We gotta praise him when you go to work.
Yes.
I mean, it's not that you throw it in front of your boss and let him know that I'm a Christian, look at me. No. But that you find ways in your job to praise him.
Yes, sir.
To give him the glory.
Glorious.
The essence of our praise, the essence of all of our praise, comes through Jesus.
Amen.
The essence of your praise comes through Christ Jesus. In other words, if you leave Jesus out of the praise, then you have left God out of the praise. In other words, you can't praise him without Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus has to be the center of the praise to God. because your salvation comes through who?
Jesus.
And God made sure of that. That's why he said, I sent my son. He sent his son. And he sent this son that his son would what? Die for you and for me. So, in other words, unless Jesus is the center or the essence of your praise, then you are not praising God in the way that he demands. You got to praise him through Jesus. That's why we sing that name. There's no other name above the name of Jesus. No other name. That name is a wonderful name. He's been called Counselor.
Yeah.
He's been called Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's been called Everlasting Father,
yeah.
Mighty God.
Yeah.
And he's all of that.
Yeah.
That's who he is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by Jesus.
Thank you,
sir. Aren't you glad about it?
Yeah.
That name of Jesus. I thank God for that name, that wonderful name. You got to know him as Savior. You got to know him as friend. He is your all in all. His name is Jesus. Somebody call him Lily of the Valley, that bright and morning star. Somebody call him Mary's baby. But whatever you call him, don't forget to say, Savior. Savior, I bow to thee. Thou is my all in all. Thou made a way out of no way. You're my all in all. I thank you, God, for being my Savior, for being my God, for being who you are to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's who he is. That's why you got to praise him, because he is worthy to be praised. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That might be somebody here today who says, I want to give God the glory. You could be on our line, on our cell phone line, on a line calling in. Wherever you are, you might want to give your life to Christ. We do open our doors at this time. Is there somebody right where you're sitting, right where you're standing, that you want to make a new relationship with Jesus Christ? Is there somebody? Is there somebody? Everybody's all right where they are? They know Jesus as Savior.
Yes, amen.
They know him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Because the scripture said every knee shall bow,
amen,
every tongue shall confess, amen, that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? If he came back today, will you be ready for it? Because he wants you to